You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Classic journo question as well. Can I have a jaw?
The Wire.
Delicious Revolution has kicked off an ambitious nationwide crowdfunding campaign to plant 20,000 sunflowers in support of Starship Children's Hospital. Director of Auckland-based startup Delicious Revolution, Levi Brinson-Hall, has teamed up with the Starship Foundation to create an immersive sunflower installation across four different gardens at the Greenland Clinical Centre, a location where many Starship children receive treatment. His vision is to bring joy to patients, staff, and the community. I had a chat with Levi earlier today, and I started off by asking him how this project came about.
Yeah, great question, Joe. How did the campaign start? It started really with a just kind of a mad idea. I love sunflowers, man. When I got into growing plants 8 years ago, I fell in love with them. The sunflower was one of the first things that I planted in my home garden, and they're just phenomenal because you plant them and they grow with such vigor and resilience, and then they grow and they grow and they grow, and then when they flower, it's just the total epitome of joy and kind of happiness, and they sort of tower above you. And I have been doing stuff with sunflowers for a while. I found some really cool seed, really cool giant Russian sunflower seed a while ago, and I grew them in about 5 years ago for the first time in the front of my rental property in Grey Lynn, and I did this really cool thing with them where I actually had an art exhibition with these 50 giant heirloom sunflowers. We did a performance piece where we marched them, we harvested them at 8 a.m. on a Friday morning, and then we marched them through Grey Lynn, down Ponsonby Road, down Richmond Road, as like a performance artwork, and then they were installed in an art gallery, All Press Art Gallery actually, and they were sort of installed there as a work. And honestly, that walk that we did was one of the coolest things that I've ever done. I couldn't believe the reaction that it got from people when you took these beautiful big sunflowers and took them out of context and brought them into the urban environment, and you do cool things with them, performances with them. And really, that was 5 years ago when I did that. And I still say it was the best thing I ever did, that walk. And then really, I've always wanted to do something with the hospital space, because all those people, especially in healthcare, man, they work hard. And in the past few years, they've just been under the pump so hard. And I've just launched a new business, Delicious Revolution, because what we do is we practice the art of agriculture. I have been an urban farmer for the past 7 years, so I've been growing all kinds of plants and vegetables in urban areas. But I launched a business because I wanted to be out there with cool, creative, inspiring projects that practice the art of agriculture, and actually reframe the dialogue that's in that space, to, you know, grow really beautiful gardens and grow food and use agriculture to enrich urban society and really bridge that connection. So yeah, the project Sunflowers for Starship is launching the business, and I came up with the idea, I was like, man, it would be cool to grow, you know, thousands of sunflowers inside a hospital. So I knew someone from the Starship Foundation, and I reached out, and we just sort of went to it from there. I think it was the fastest that any kind of permission's been granted for people to do stuff on the hospital grounds, so the whole project's been pushed through pretty quickly. But man, we are good to go, and it's a happening thing. 20,000 sunflowers are going to be planted in the Green Lane Clinical Centre, which is just super exciting. I'm just so excited to see what it's going to be like.
Now, the installation doubles as a charity fundraising project as well, so which means that it's helping to raise critical funds for Aotearoa's National Children's Hospital, that being Starship. Sunflowers can be adopted for about $10, which covers the planting and care of the sunflower, and also a portion of the funds which will be donated to the Starship Foundation. Yep. So, yeah, how can people get involved?
People can get involved straight away by visiting deliciousrevolution.nz. www.deliciousrevolution.nz, and the information on there, through that website, they can adopt sunflowers. So it's half of the revenue of each sale goes as a donation to Starship Foundation, and they can adopt as many sunflowers as they like. We've also got some really cool reward packages. So if you adopt 4 sunflowers for $40, then at the end of the gardens, we're going to obviously harvest all the seed. And so $40 gets you a packet of seeds sent to your home address. $200, which is 20 sunflowers, gets you an invitation to a delicious barbecue, charcoal barbecue, amongst the sunflowers in full bloom in February. And then there's a bunch of other really cool ones there too. The other thing that people can do is actually just rock up this weekend and the following weekend. So the next 2 Saturdays and Sundays before Christmas comes, we're going to be at the Green Lane Clinical Centre from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And we need help shifting compost onto the top of the soil, because that's what we need to grow the sunflowers is good quality living compost. Yeah. So those are all the ways that people can get involved, and they can find all that information out on our webpage. It is a crowdfunded campaign, so the concept is basically pretty simple. They're $10 each, and we really want to get as many sold as possible to raise money for Starship and have a really cool impact in the hospital this season. Yeah, so please... anyone listening, just check out our website and share it around, because it's a crazy idea that I came up with, but really it needs buy-in from everyone in order for it to, you know, bloom and be as big and beautiful as it has the potential to be. Yeah.
Could you tell me about this no-till method which is being used to plant sunflowers?
I would absolutely love you to tell you about that method. So the majority of agriculture in this world, one of the main methods that we use for annual vegetable growing, such as sunflowers or corn or wheat, whatever it is our farmers really like to till the soil. We've got this belief that in order to incorporate oxygen into the soils, we have to rip through them with giant mechanical implements. And it's just not true. Tilling of soils worldwide causes soil erosion and emissions of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. It destroys soil fungi. And so actually the way that agriculture can be practiced is a whole lot simpler than that. What we've done is we've killed off the grass using Weed Technics machine, which is like a organic hot steam foam machine that kills off the grass. And then it's really, really simple. We just lay 5 centimetres of compost on top of the surface of the soil, and then the seed gets sown into that compost. So there's absolutely no digging involved and no soil disruption involved. And the process is innately regenerative, because we're building on top of what's already existing there. It's really important, really, because the conversation around how agriculture produces food for the world is really important. And a lot of people out there think that industrial agriculture does produce food for the world, but it actually doesn't. Peasant and indigenous populations produce the majority of the world's food. And we've been doing it in these sort of ways for a long time. So it's really important that we model these solutions to these problems. And Delicious Revolution, full stop. You couldn't pay me any amount of money to spray Roundup or glyphosate. And also, really, it's just about figuring out how to do things by putting the ecology and the biology first. So that's the most important thing. Any action that we do on the land always, what effect is this going to have on the biology that's already existing there in the soil and the life around it? So this is a project designed to give back to the communities and give back to, I guess the human ecology that exists around the hospital, but also it's really important that our growing practices mimic that. So we've really got to give back to the soil, and we've got to start this conversation around changing our land management. And I especially think in urban areas, it's just so important that we've got these projects out there, and that, you know, we're putting these fun, creative, inspiring projects in front of people and giving them the opportunity to really get involved in something that can create a really positive future. So that's really the thing. I come up with the idea to, and got the permission to grow 20,000 sunflowers inside a really large Auckland hospital. And yeah, really just looking for the support of anyone else that believes in this idea to really bring it to reality. Yeah. So
that was Levi Brinston Hall from Delicious Revolution speaking about his campaign to plant 20,000 sunflowers in support of Starship Children's Hospital.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.